not on you. Don't worry. Alice at 97.3 at 6:12. Sarah, No Name Alice's morning show. No Name off coddling his baby. No doubt suckling it as we speak. And sitting in, lucky us, Kevin Smith.
Way to start that kid's life off being on the wrong note.
Or
spoiling it with attention. Spoiling it with attention.
Oh, just, every baby needs all kinds of attention.
No. I feel every baby should be ignored because that's what you grow up in life and you're ignored.
That, you know what? Shut up. You of all people know that that is not true.
Though, until
the guy walked up to you in Golden Gate Park yesterday, punched you in the shoulder, went, hey, comedy.
Listen, A, he didn't punch me. He patted my shoulder.
Gently, lovingly.
He said, hey, comedy. Hey, comedy.
As though your name is Mr. Comedy.
I think basically he was struggling for...
Your name.
You do funny things, you're in comedy, what's your name again?
Sure. It all came out in that one word. Comedy.
Encapsulated in, hey, comedy.
Right. And then did you just go, yeah, bye.
He was so excited. He was very excited.
Did you stop and talk to him for a bit?
Normally I do. I sit there and chit-chat. My wife can't stand it, especially when we're in family time, because that's when she's like, come on, man. Like, how often do we get family time? And the answer is, always.
Yeah.
We have so much family time.
That's so nice.
It's
great.
But I was actually walking in a weird way with my daughter, holding her hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hold the kid's hands. She walks in front of you, kind of like on your feet, but not on your feet.
Yes, yeah.
So if I had stopped, the kid, there would have been a little chaos.
Maybe he was actually just commenting on how funny you look doing that with your daughter.
Yeah, he's like, hey, funny walk.
Right.
And he just couldn't spit out funny walk.
Right. Get stuck on
comedy.
Why? What did happen on your message board?
The message board. What's the
www.viewaskew.com.
So it's just right there on
website.
The.
Well, once you hit that website, you go to the message board.
No, they're fun, but they know how to hurt you.
What do they say?
Hurt you, maybe.
They call me fat and
they
Baba
love me
Bray.
Up. They love me
they
up.
They called you Baba Booey.
They called you Baba Booey.
That's it funny. Said settle down.
Baba Booey.
That's really funny.
Should we take Robert?
Yes, we should.
No, wait.
Traffic. We can.
Kathy.
But you
could
tell Robert.
I'm right here.
Kathy.
Hi, Kevin.
Can you spare a few seconds for us from the traffic tower?
Yeah.
TT?
Oh, please.
Traffic Central?
Yes,
what's it look like out there? Let me guess. Dark and there's traffic.
It's dark and there's a lot of traffic.
Moving on.
NBC's your sponsor. Go ahead.
All right. There's an accident in Pittsburgh. Railroad Avenue off-ramp from eastbound 4. Solo spin out off the roadway into a fence. Accident in Oakland, northbound 880 at 66th Avenue. A couple of big rigs over on the right shoulder. Accident in Vacaville, northbound 505 at Poudre Creek Road. Overturned truck over on the right shoulder. Accident in Strawberry Manor, east Blythedale off-ramp from southbound 101, a solo spin-out. And some slow traffic northbound 101 in Morgan Hill and stretches from Tennant Avenue out towards Cochrane Road. For the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are off, just a minor backup. Golden Gate Bridge traffic is okay, and BART is running on time. Weather mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. It's 6:15. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with
that. Yeah, you need to dump that.
You can't turn on my mic while I'm in the middle of a story that involves an F-bomb.
Comedy's talking.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt comedy
whoops. With the show.
Okay.
That wasn't
thanks,
about you, Kathy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That wasn't
no,
about
it
you.
Was about his message boards. Apparently, he's got a $2 premium to join so that the jerkos won't join.
A premium.
That's what it is.
I don't know if I'd call it a premium.
It's a fee.
It's a fee more than a premium.
But it goes to Rain.
Yes,
Tori Amos' rape and crisis.
Why is it Tori Amos's?
Because she's the only one I associate with it. She's
okay,
the reason I know about
but
Rain.
She didn't create it.
But she was a backer.
Okay,
and
but I back
is.
It. Can it be Kevin Smith's
no,
Rain?
No, it's not. It's
no?
Tori Amos'
The Rain of
Rain.
Kevin Smith?
The Rain of
that's what the next
Tori
3 days
Amos.
Here on Alice is, The Rain of Kevin Smith.
Well, so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long live Kevin Smith.
Long live the king.
There's $2. That discourages people who are kind
meanies.
Of, yeah.
Just
I
coming
mean,
on there to
coming
mouth
on
off.
There to be like,
can you use a credit card? Or do you have to actually physically mail something in?
No, you have to use a credit card.
That's good.
You can't mail in the $2.
Jen, you're on the air. Jen, turn your radio off and talk to us.
Here we go.
Oh, it's Oaf.
It's okay. Oaf?
How are you guys?
The good. Oaf is right here, Jen.
We're actually trying to figure out who Kevin Smith is. Since we're up as early in the morning, we're listening to the radio, and I think that he is an actor, but I'm from New Jersey. I don't even know.
And what do your friends think?
He is an actor.
My girl thinks that he's a director as well, which you already said, but we're trying to figure out if you were actually an actor in the 80s.
I was an actor on the old Xena show. I played Ares, the god of war.
You so did not.
I did, too.
You did.
Did you really?
I did, too. I'm New Zealander Kevin Smith, who broke his neck in a stunt.
Tell me more, because I didn't watch Xena.
Neither did
How
I.
How could you not watch Xena?
Oh. I'm from New Jersey.
There are three Kevin Smiths in the world that I know of that who are kind of, I mean, there are plenty.
In the biz.
In some sort of biz. One is a football player.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
I have no idea, because I'm not a sports guy. The other was guy who played Ares, the God of War, on Xena. And then there's me.
Which one did you want to be?
He wanted to be the one he is.
I wanted to be the one that Jen knew. And
You're
loved.
The best.
Jen?
She got at best. For all we know, she might have been like, you're the best at being terrible or something. Mm-hmm. But we'll never know.
Believe it at best.
A chick from Jersey doesn't know who I am.
In case someone else out there is listening and is going, who is this Kevin Smith fella? And I know you've seen at least one of his movies.
Or heard of him.
Yeah. Of the Jay and Silent Bob phenomenon.
Clerks,
Silent Bob. And then
Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, or Jizzle and Bizzle Strizzle, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Girl, the ill-fated Jersey Girl. Mm-hmm. And now of the Alice Morning Radio.
That is correct, sir.
You've peaked, by the way.
I have peaked, haven't I? I'm not peaking until next movie we're doing is Clerks 2. That's why you see my hair. I don't normally rock the mullet like this.
Yeah, but you're growing it in, too.
I'm growing it in because I got to start attaching extensions to it to play Silent Bob yet again because Jersey Girl didn't work out.
You're really doing Clerks 2 next?
Why not?
And this is the movie, guys?
Don't ask me.
Well, no, I have a question.
All over the news, sir.
I have a question.
Huge news.
Can I ask a question?
It displaced
the news
of the election from the front page of USA Today.
Well, I didn't think that was bigger news than the fact that you're no longer going to direct the Green Hornet.
See, that's what you go for, the mainstream stuff.
That's
what I figured out about you. You're the mainstream guy.
Everyone, Kevin is only riding the Green Hornet now.
I was going to be riding and directing it.
And now the news.
I was.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, is it news?
Full.
Fast news.
That's not really news, but yeah, I'm not directing Green Hornet anymore. But you know what is big news?
What?
And you know who sponsors the news, don't you?
I don't.
This is kind of a question for Trivial Pursuit.
Hotwire.
There you go. Hotwire. Brought to you by Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive cheap. Hotwire. You like that?
I did.
I got a job, don't I?
You do.
This film thing falls apart.
I got you.
We could talk.
You got my back.
You're the main comedy.
Can I still live the lifestyle I'm accustomed to living?
No.
No?
Everything changes.
Money's bigger in radio is what you're saying? Really?
Right.
Free clothing? Interesting.
Yeah.
You're married, right?
Yep.
I'm married.
Uh-huh.
What chances do our marriages have? Not even Ma Sheen and Denise Richards can stay together. Chuck Sheen and Niecy Richards are calling it quits, Sarah.
That is very sad.
It is sad. I thought they were going
to
make it.
I know. And to steal a joke from Saturday Night Live, when people like that get sick of having sex with each other, what hope do the rest of us have?
Don't steal from Tina Fey.
I know. I'm stealing from her.
Heavens.
She is genius.
Steal from Amy Poehler, but don't steal from Tina Fey. Amy Poehler's genius. Tina Fey, lucky.
No.
That's how I'm going to say it.
They're both really good.
No, Amy Poehler is genius.
I agree with you. I think she's fantastic.
Totally.
But I think that the two of them together are just a delicious personality soup that I've never before seen.
I would totally half agree with you.
Mm. Except for the Tina Fey part.
Yeah. Latest Hollywood couple to call it quits, according to USA Today, the barometer of all couples that call it quits, apparently.
Yeah.
Chuck Sheen and Denise Richards.
Well, the thing about this is it's so unexpected. They're pregnant with their second child.
This
they seem
came
to
out
be,
of nowhere. I was
they
just
had a big fight.
She's
They're getting
months,
back together.
6 months pregnant
Guaranteed
with the couple's
they get
second
back together.
Child. She filed for divorce on Wednesday. That was just yesterday. So while we were up to no good shenanigans here, chuckling it up, she was somewhere going, I got to get me to a lawyer's office.
Yeah,
and
I'm
she
done
filed.
With this guy.
She's done. She cites irreconcilable differences. You know what that means.
They were fighting.
Yeah, they had a fight.
You know, and that's what I say. I say
they
had a fight.
He probably said something like, you know, I wish you would do another movie like Wild Things. And she was like, oh, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
That's how
either that or he asked her a Trivial Pursuit question. She's like, what are you just trying to make me feel stupid?
Right, and off she went.
Yeah, she's emotional. She's pregnant, so she's emotional. I think that they're going to be able to fix this. I have high hopes for that couple.
How old do you think Denise Richards is?
She's probably 30.
34.
Oh, 34.
According to USA Today.
Older than I thought.
My age. Yeah. I'm taken, though. Sorry, niece. Chuck Sheen, how old do you think he is?
Charlie Sheen's got to be 40.
You're close, 39. They were married in June 2002 after she guest starred on his series Spin City. So you knew right then and there. Match made in hell. The hell that was the Spin City without
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, which was hell enough.
Yeah.
Just in case you thought hell couldn't get any worse.
I like
Spin
City. They
took out the one guy and put in another guy.
Michael J. Fox.
But he's got a sitcom right now, right? Two and a Half Men?
Yes.
He's on top of the world.
Have you ever seen that show?
Never.
Yeah, me either.
Made a movie kind of close to it, though. Jersey Girl, very much like that.
Oh, really?
Two guys raising a little girl.
I see.
Except they got a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the Two and a Half Men.
No ducky.
Yeah. And apparently that show's doing well, whereas my movie did not.
But not because of your movie.
No.
Let's face it.
No.
You know, the movie itself, just fine. It was all the extraneous stuff around it.
I don't know. Who needs that, sir? Who needs that kind of
sound
effect?
I think you do.
Do you know what the last thing Niecy Richards did was?
What is the last thing Niecy Richards did?
Lifetime TV movie called I Do, parentheses, But I Don't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about Lifetime movies yesterday.
We were.
That's a real, like, Mother, May I Sleep with Danger kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I like the Lifetime movies. I don't always watch them, but I enjoy the promos.
Yeah. They are pretty hot.
Yeah, they are.
Lifetime.
They've got the right music.
Channel for women.
Yeah, yes it is.
Not just for women.
Not just for women. Gay men like it, too.
Shannon Elizabeth, chick who was in...
American Pie.
Jizzle and Bizzle Strizzle. Yeah. Well, see, I go for my movie as opposed to somebody else's. She just did a Lifetime movie.
Did she?
She did.
Come on, she's the worst actress of all time.
You are high.
No, I'm not high.
You're high.
I'm not.
Currently, you're on crystal meth.
I am not.
Not cranking?
I am not, sir. No comedy.
I would not go so far as to say she's the worst actress.
Okay,
I thought
she's
she was rather... Human? Was she good in Jizzle and Bizzle Strizzle?
Denise Richards?
That would be Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
No, we're talking about Shannon Elizabeth now.
Oh, she's... Yeah, you know what? It's funny because when she went to audition for Kevin Smith, she auditioned for a smaller role, and Kevin was so impressed by her audition...
By her breasts?
...that he actually cast her in a bigger role.
Okay, can I clarify that story?
I'm kidding.
There's no truth to that story.
Really?
Dude, I read that.
No.
Where'd
you read it?
On the internet.
Internet movie database.
Confirm and deny that stuff. That's not true. She came in to read for Justice. She got Justice.
Oh, really? I think she's a good actress. Absolutely.
Yeah. I thought she was really good in Jane Sambach.
Yeah, she's good in American Pie.
She's fine in American Pie. She plays the exact role she's supposed to play. Person with ambiguous, somewhere outside the United States accent. You know, just kind of, you know...
Well, you cast
playing that. Chick.
Why are you hating on the people with the big?
I'm not. I love big breasts.
You like big butts, and you cannot lie.
That's
you. You other brothers can't deny.
Yeah.
When a girl walks in with the itty bitty face, round thing in your
the round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Want to pull up? Mm.
That's a little. You know that? Come on, you got to know.
I've heard that one line.
Are you kidding me, Sir Mix-a-Lot? That's like a mainstream rap song.
Yeah.
Make you are so period. Not from the street.
It's so true.
And
I'm sorry.
From my hood, sir.
My apologies.
Hey, Kev, are you going to cast her in Clerks 2?
No.
Shannon Elizabeth?
No, because we have a very small cast in Clerks 2. Just Jeff Anderson, Brian Mulholland, the guys who played Randall and Dante, the two clerks.
So you'd have to have them.
And Jay and Silent Bob, me.
What about the girl?
And me. What girl?
The girl, the BJ girl.
No, those two girls, we moved on to other two
girls.
Oh,
so there's... Right,
as so
matured,
often happens in life...
You don't
the girl
stick with
you
the
were
high
with,
school.
Yes, sure. 10 years ago, you're not with currently.
Mm.
Do you mind Human calling you Kev?
That's fine.
Do you mind Kev calling you Human?
Not at all.
All right.
We had a chat about it yesterday.
We're all square, then.
He was like, thank you for calling me Human. For years, they've been calling me Human. And and in Persian, that means something completely different than what Human means.
I was introduced to him as Human.
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 Like Thuman?
Let's just, you know,
Thuman's a good cold cut.
Let's mix it up. I haven't seen or spoken to my dad in 28 years.
I'm gay. I like that cut a lot.
Mm.
Can I talk to you for a second about His Holiness, PJ?
Oh, the Pope, sure.
PJ P2?
Yeah.
Guess what?
He's
progressively improving.
No, he isn't.
And he may be able to leave
the
hospital
from the Vatican
by Easter, quite like Jesus himself. He's going to rise by Easter,
right,
the Vatican
Easter.
Said Thursday.
Yeah.
A week after the pontiff was rushed to the hospital for a second time in a month. Boy, there's no forced retirement in this job, is there?
No, there isn't.
You can be pope forever.
They said the last time, I think Kathy was telling us, the last time a pope stepped down was like in the 1200s.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
They all die in office.
So he was just like, look, I'm tired of being pope. I'm out of here. I want to chase broads and drink beer.
Yeah.
They could back then.
But none of
they
the,
could
yeah,
back then.
None of the other, well, right. It's actually only a recent development that the
now you're
the
pope
Catholic
for life.
Ups. Yeah.
Pizzle for Lizzle.
Well, you know, once you're Pope, why would you want to be anything else?
It's just odd
Pope,
that, you know, even an institution like Burger King, which hires the aged, probably wouldn't hire Pope John Paul.
No way. 84?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
He couldn't get a job at BK, yet here he is, the Vicar of Christ.
Maybe they'd stick him out back Church. And have him blessing the food or something, you know?
Yeah. But blessing the hash. Well, they don't do really hash browns there.
They lettuce. Just, they might have... Do they have lettuce?
What is it?
What?
What was that ring about?
What was that?
The round...
They have the
round,
yes, they have the, kind of the nuggets,
tater
totty kind
yeah.
of things. The Pope's ability to endure the rigors of a trip depend on his latest recovery. Maybe they shouldn't be sending this guy out on the road.
How about he just stays in Rome, right?
Totally. Maybe they should take the hint. Like, the dude's getting sick. Quit putting him out on the road.
Right?
He's not Chris Rock.
No.
Take him off the road. Let him stay home. The rigors
of the tour are just clearly getting to this man.
Heavens. I mean, as opposed to setting him out from venue to venue, give him something like Branson, the Pope John Paul II Theater, where people can come to see him. They have it. It's called the Vatican. Quit making this man leave his house.
And they need
like,
a body double.
I just want to stay home.
He needs
and
an
watch,
understudy.
I just want to watch Desperate Housewives. They keep sending me out into the world. Poor Pope.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christian soldiers, this is a story for you. A minister visits the BTK suspect in jail and says the congregation won't cut him off. Do you know what the BTK?
The bind, torture, kill guy.
Bind, torture, kill. In Wichita, Kansas, the, you know, epicenter of
that
all that's
guy.
Hip and cool. Accused Kansas serial killer Dennis Rader is still welcome at his church. The Reverend Michael Clark of Christ Lutheran Church in Park City, Kansas, visited Rader in jail yesterday and told him he is, quote, still a part of the body of Christ.
That's a very forgiving church.
The murderous part, apparently, that you don't read about very often.
Sure. They don't publicize that.
They don't talk about that. City Council in Wichita suburb voted unanimously last night to fire Rader from his job as a compliance supervisor. Not on the grounds, you would imagine on the grounds that he's suspected of being the BTK killer?
Mm-hmm.
No, on the grounds that he failed to show up for work. I mean,
wow.
What's wrong with people?
If he could have only made bail.
I understand, like, you know, Christians are supposed to turn the other cheek, but, like, heaven.
They never actually do it.
No, and they're like, you know, we should fire the guy, not because he may be a killer, but because he didn't show up for work.
Right.
One bad apple.
We don't want to be all judgy.
Not at all.
On him.
Lord, save me from your followers.
Right.
That's what I say.
Mm.
One bad apple. Well, nothing wrong with Christians. Really?
No, I agree with you.
Just some.
Wholeheartedly.
But the only Christians you hear about
are the crazy ones.
Are the nuts.
Yeah.
Kathy.
The real nuts.
No, Kathy doesn't ever try to shove her religion down anybody else's throat.
I might have missed the passage in the Bible that instructs us to bind, torture, and kill on behalf of the Lord.
It's actually written blind, torture, and kill in the Bible. That's where it gets confusing.
Is it blind?
No, it isn't.
So that's why.
Yeah.
I blame Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson made a movie in which they beat up Jesus.
For 2 hours.
Exactly, and everybody went nuts after that.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you got people, holy people, going, hey, let's bind, torture, and kill. BTK.
Kathy, you laughing? Don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing.
You are laughing.
It's not
you
funny.
Can't. Don't laugh at Christ.
You were laughing at the overturned truck yesterday, and now you're laughing at this.
I know. No. It's not. I'm not laughing.
Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I've been listening since 6, and you guys haven't played one game yet.
That's not true. We actually did play trivia in that one.
We did. We played the 90s.
That's got to be a setup call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. Can we talk to John on line 2 who says, what about the kid who shot the bus driver?
Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin', sir? Rappin' is what's happening.
Hey, we got the better roll of music on this one. This is a serious, the full-ass news. There was a kid that got expelled from the bus, so he comes back the next day. And then he shoots the bus driver.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Where?
I'm sorry, but I don't know where.
Somewhere in America.
I gotta tell you, this really slipped my
14
attention.
14 years old. Now he's gonna be in. Now they're holding him in prison for murder.
I guess. Man.
But based on the thing they passed yesterday,
he'll never be electrocuted.
He'll never be electrocuted. Now we don't kill teenagers. Where do you stand on death penalty?
I'm for it, but I just think it takes way too long to kill the people, and it costs so much more that I'm like
for
just
a more expedient version.
Yeah.
No appeals, just guilty.
But they say, you know, they have to have their appeals. So I say, okay, do away with it, just based on the fact that it costs twice as much to keep these people alive and to continue to try them. And
I say a year. I say they should get a year for the appeals. And
I liked the Tim McVeigh thing. That was very sneaky. They really got rid of him very quickly. That was great.
Yeah.
More people should be like Tim McVeigh.
Death is good if it's quick and fast.
Bring it on. Bring on the death. Kevin Smith is sitting in with us today, yesterday.
Which Kevin Smith,
who is not just an actor, not just a director.
Barely an actor.
But
hardly
both.
A director.
And also, a.k.a. comedy.
Comedy. They calls
That's
me
right.
comedy.
That's right. That's his middle name.
San Fran. They calls me comedy.
Kevin Comedy Smith.
I understand you're not supposed to call it Frisco while you're here.
Or San Fran for some reason.
I think it's way too many syllables to say San Francisco.
No,
San
you can call it SF.
There's too many. All right. I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much of a margin for error with that many syllables. I could screw it up.
Yep.
So now they won't kill teenagers anymore.
No, they won't.
So, yeah,
or no retarded people, no teenagers.
No retarded. Well, I can get behind the no retarded people
sure.
thing.
Sure. You gotta know what you're dying.
As long as they're really retarded and not
faking it.
Yeah, like Uman.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But I can't understand if you're a teenager and you commit a crime, you kill somebody. Mm-hmm. Now what, you get a pass?
Like right, now as a teenager, you can be thrown into, you know, some crazy
jail situation.
You know,
there are kids out there right now who are just like, I was thinking of killing my parents, but I was intimidated by the death penalty. And now that that's been, that weight's been lifted,
right.
This is
going
to be...
start my own hierarchy in jail.
You watch.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back...
On that happy note.
We're going to play some games.
No.
Oh, yes.
What a shock.
Oh, yeah.
Here on the Alice Morgan Radio Show,
a game.
I don't believe
special
game
contestant to play against you in Dead or Alive, Kevin Smith.
Really?
That's right.
Really?
Fight to the break. What's
Pope
that?
John Paul II?
If he is, what?
He's on the road. He's down the street. He's like, I like to play a game.
Except he says it in Latin or something.
Get it! I'd like us to play us a game.
Okay, we'll be back.
Alice Everyday Rewards members. This